Accession number 4654, reel number 3.
Army Film Unit cameraman David MacDonald, reel 3. But Edgeworth Johnston later did favour the Army Film Unit.
Very much so. He was a great deal of help to all of us, both getting equipment and in generally supervising Army Film Unit, as it were. He was Chief Public Relations Officer eventually.
And what contact did you have with Ronald Tritton?
He was the civilian representative on, or shall we say, at the War Office. And he was very powerful to helping towards the General Army Film Unit. Incidentally, do you know, is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
He is.
And Roy Bolting?
Roy Bolting was...
you worked closely with him on Desert Victory.
On Desert Victory and Burma Victory.
Although he didn't, in fact, want to go out to the Far East.
No, he didn't want to go out to the Far East at all. There was a general rather awkward feeling there because the man who had gone to the Far East, he's now since deceased again, was a man called Scotsman.
Alex Bryce.
You better read it than I am. Yes.
But was Bolting asked to go and then refused?
He was asked to go, and as I think I said to you earlier, he more or less went to see the general, and I think he convinced the general that he would be much more valuable back in this country as editor-in-chief of any Army Film Unit work, and he didn't go. Instead of his going out there, Alex Bryce went. And Alex Bryce went to the Far East.
After the war, I believe you made a film for the COI in Malaya during the emergency.
Operation Malaya. That was the name of it. That was the story of... a factual story, no studio work at all on that, and was shot in and around Kuala Lumpur, up in Kedah, and I had, again, great help on that from the, what was he called, the High Commissioner, was he? At that time, Field Marshal Gerald Templer.
And could you briefly describe the rest of your post-war film career?
Post-war, I had... directly I came out of the army. I wrote a book called The Brothers, written by L.A.G. Strong. It's a story about family in the Island of Skye. It starred Finlay Curry, Will Fife, Patricia Rock, Maxwell Reed, several others. And we shot it we were in Skye for 10 weeks. And barring for about 4 days, it rained every single ruddy day. After that, I did a picture called Snowbound with Robert Newton starring, French actress called Mila Parelli. Quite a biggish cast. Guy Middleton, so on.
You left behind the world of documentary entirely?
Completely.
Went straight back into
feature film. Okay. And after that came Lord Byron with Dennis Price and a very big cast. Can't remember them all. After Lord Byron, I did Cairo Road with back into the Middle East again with Eric Portman. And
you also made films for television too, or that was a bit later?
No. Yeah, I beg pardon, you're right. But I still did another two or three films, feature films. I can't remember the names of them. And then I went to BBC for a period of 6 months to more or less learn how one put on a live program. Did about four biggish films for them, four biggish productions. One was called Genie with I can't remember the cast again. And then I left BBC and did a series for the Danziger brothers. Did 69 pictures in a period of about 69 half-hour pictures in about a matter of 6 months. That was the Danzigers. Then I did a series with the series was called The Scarlet Pimpernel. Did a series of six of those with Marius Goring. And after that I did can't remember now. I did one big feature after the Scarlet Pimpernel, after the TV series I'd been doing with a little actor called Charlie Drake, which was called name's gone. Doesn't matter.
Then you did the Flying Doctor.
Flying Doctor in Australia. Flying Doctor with a good cast. With an American actor, which was unfortunate. Very nice fellow as he was, but it was unfortunate casting an American in a 100% an Australian subject. And that took me to Australia for a period of 25 weeks or something. Went all over Australia for it. Right from Sydney up to the outback.
Was this your final major production?
My final major production was the one I just mentioned, was really the Charlie Drake one. I haven't made a film since Charlie Drake. That's about 5 years ago.
In retrospect, which is the film you've enjoyed making most, or which is the period of your career you've enjoyed?
I think immediately after the war. The brothers, the Dennis Price, one in Venice, Lord Byron, and the one with Cairo Road. Those are my three favorite ones, I think. The brothers are the best picture I ever made, I thought.
Do you think that your time in the Army Film Unit affected your career as a director?
No.
Neither for good nor bad.
I think it affected it in the best possible way.
In that it gave you wide experience.
Wide experience, just that.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.